Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And if you bear with me for the next 5 or 6 minutes, we're going to take ourselves a little jaunt across the Atlantic to Canada. Now, we haven't been talking about Canada that much recently, although we know just how awful a place it is under the jackboot of Justin Trudeau, under Trudeaupia and all of that. But I saw a story which I thought was really quite interesting concerning Canada, because it's reported that immigration, what else, is fueling Canada's largest population growth of over 1 million people. 1 million people. And this is according to the government. The Canadian population increased from basically 38.5 million to 39.5 million, according to Statistics Canada. It's the country's highest population growth since 1957. And the international migration accounted for roughly 96% of the population growth. And this is because, you see, Canada depends on migration to support an aging population. The government have made lots of efforts to recruit migrants to come to the country to ease labour shortages. Justin Trudeau has made efforts to attract more migrants since coming to power in 2015. Last year, the government announced a plan to welcome apparently another 500,000 in the next couple of years. And of course, that this means they're taking people from Ukraine, from Afghanistan, Turkey, Syria. I wouldn't surprise places like Somalia and whatnot as well, or places where the Canadian government is recruiting population from. So what does this do to Canada exactly? And you see, what we see underway in Canada, it's the same in Ireland, it's the same in the UK, it's the same across the West. We can see now that the Kalergi plan, the Great Population Reset, is well and truly underway. It's being driven by people like Trudeau. He's not remotely interested in the interests of the Canadian people. But you can see the problem we have in Canada, because if population growth can only be brought about by bringing in people from outside Canada, that means the Indigenous Canadian population is in dramatic decline. And so it is. And it's the same. We've talked about places like Japan, where we see the demographic death bomb. But it's here in the UK as well. Unless we are having 2.1 kids on average as a kind of birth rate, then the population starts to decline. And if, for example, it drops from 2 to 1, then the population, the Indigenous population, will drop over a generation by 50%. But you can't sustain things if that's the case. And that's why the governments turn around and say, well, look, we're only trying to be helpful. I mean, all you elderly citizens, you want to be looked after, don't you? Well, we don't have enough, as it were, natural-born Canadians to pay the taxes to look after you in your old age. So it's important we bring in people from everywhere. And this is the sleight of hand that they're playing across the board, actually. We're all being played on this basis. And the reason for that is, at the core of it, is the fundamental nightmare that, and it's something that I remember Mark Stein talking about years ago, many years ago. It's a demographic death bomb. It's the fact that the West has decided to stop having children in adequate and insufficient numbers to be able to sustain itself. And that's exactly where we are. Canada finds itself with this problem, but as I said, so does the UK. If you look at the average birth rate in the UK, I think it's about 1.6, something like that. But if you look at the birth rate from some of our newly arrived migrants, it can be 3, 4, 5. So in other words, the population growth here as well is being driven not by Brits having more kids, but by migrants having more kids. And that is a fundamental change to the way in which a country operates. Trudeau's happy about this. You know, Biden's happy about this. Macron, you may name it, Sunak. They're all actually quite happy to sit back and preside over the slow-mo demographic death of their countries. And if anyone dares to point out that there's a real problem here, then they're called a racist and a bigot and shut up, deplatformed. And in this way, they are basically carrying out a massive population replacement in the West, which will mean that our countries in 50 to 100 years' time will be unrecognizable. Even if they are countries, it's debatable. What will they be? If we bring in people from savage cultures into our country, does it ultimately become a savage culture? Oh, you can't say that, David. Well, you can. I can ask whatever question I want. I'm positing the theory that if you bring people from violent countries who do not have any history of our kind of laws and whatnot, what does that make your country? Well, like, I don't know is the answer, but what it does make it is something different, most likely, than that which it is today. So Trudeau is presiding over the death of Canada. You know, Canadians did show themselves to have some degree of resilience over the truckers. I really would love to see Trudeau topple from power. I think he is one of the great monsters. So whilst Ardern went, he stayed, at least for the time being. But the sooner Canada finds the strength within itself, within its dwindling numbers, if it can, to boot out the destroyer Trudeau, the better. Thanks for listening.